We're going to bring together communities who don't always get to talk to each other. Different generations sometimes don't engage in conversations over the same kind of ideas, although we have so much in common. Sometimes different ethnicities. We don't get together on some things, although we have so much in common. This radio, this hands-on community radio, will enable us, it'll enable us to put that out there, put those ideas out there.
Fact is that the Hudson River is the Mahi-Hunnituck River. Surprise, it ain't the Hudson River. It was the Mahi-Hunnituck River. And I went to the Native American Museum in Washington, D.C., when they first opened up. And I went to the research people there, and I asked them to help me look up the definition of the dialect of the Mahi-Hunnituck. And guess what? The researchers, Native American people there, didn't know what the hell I was talking about. Okay? So I want to bring to your attention, those of you who come from all over the country, that some may call it the Hudson River, but some of us still call it the Mahi-Hunnituck River. So that's one fact that you need to know. A second fact you need to know is that the people of Columbia County want to come together. The fact remains that there are those who are obstacles in the process. The third fact is that WGXC is going to make it happen. Thank you.
Hello, I am Husnera and I'm from Bangladesh. I'm a Radio Council member. I have been living in Columbia County for 16 years. The some fact about Hudson, when I came here in 1994, there were only 4 or 5 Bangladeshi families. Now more than 100 Bangladeshi families are living here. My hope for the WGXC is involving Bangladeshi community with mainstream media. Thank you.
Do you hear what she said about a growing community? 100 families now in less than 15 years. That's wonderful growth. And when you have growth, you need a voice. You need to be able to get in tune to each other and be able to feel fully engaged. So WGXC, hands-on radio, is the path. We have another guest. Come on up, sir. Tell us your name, where you're from, and share with us some of your facts and hopes.
I'm Brian Keough, Village Trustee, the Village of Catskill. Actually, I heard that this is the fourth largest Bangladeshi community in the United States. How many Bangladeshis are on the Village of Catskill Board of Trustees? There's zero. How many women are on the Village Board of Trustees? There's zero. How many black people or Hispanic people are on the Village of Trustees in the Village of Catskill? Zero. I'm hoping that this radio station will play a meaningful role in changing that. These are hard times. These are not easy times, and people do not have solutions that are easy. All these politicians running around saying, I got the answer, I'm going to fix all your problems on November 2nd. That's not the truth. It's all hands on deck. We need everybody to pull together. That's the only way we're going to get anything done. And this radio station, I really and truly believe, is going to help with that. This is easily the most inspiring thing I've been to since I got elected to the trustee, and I'm looking for a lot more out of this radio station. Right on.
I have a pretty singular hope. It's you probably all heard it before. It's called Utopia. And I was inspired to do something before the FCC license was attained by Tom and Galen and Free 103.9. From listening to the radio during the election year, there's a show called This American Life, I'm sure you're all familiar with. And Ira Glass started a profile of a single black mother in Chicago with this statistic. He said that, this is a fact, apparently, 70% of black children and 25% of white children are raised by single mothers. Well, I used to work at CBS News and I used to work at New York Times in the city, and it always bugged me, those facts. Because if you actually do the raw numbers, 25% of white people equals more than the entire population of black people. But the broadcast centers in the cities it's easier for them to drive up to Harlem or, south side of Chicago or somewhere like that to film poor people than it is for them to drive up here and film people in trailer parks and that kind of thing. And so we have this concept in this country that the majority of poor people are black, when the reality is that there are more poor white people in this country than there are all the black people. Well, until people understand that there are more poor white people than there are black people, they probably aren't going to really care much about poverty.
Apparently, all I have to say is that the community in Columbia County, this is where I live, is diverse, and it is caring community and very compassionate. And from my own experience after the earthquake and how the community had come forth to send a container with solar energy to Haiti with donations of medical supplies, food, clothing, and everything, we raised $23,000 to do that. And it was an experience bringing that container to Haiti. Well, the community is growing. And with this radio, we hope that the diversity of this community will bring more opportunities for growth. And I'm very happy to be part of that.
The Latino population in the Hudson Valley grew by 44%. The Latino population here in Columbia and Greene counties grew by about 25%, while the rest of the population grew by 0%. And we see all this grow, but we don't see news venues in Spanish that help people understand what's going on. So my hope is that with our new radio show that I'll have with Antonio, Que Cocinare Hoy, or What's Cooking, we'll be able to help people navigate the system and understand what's going on.
Thank you. Wonderful.
Mi nombre es Juan Basilio Sánchez.
My name is Juan Basilio Sánchez.
Soy de Nicaragua.
I'm from Nicaragua.
Y quiero agradecerles a todas las personas. Quiero agradecer a las personas.
I wanna say thanks to all the people
que me invitaron
that invited me
a participar
to participate
de este gran movimiento.
In this grand movement. In this great movement.
aquí vemos algunas personas en este recinto.
I see some people here
que pertenecemos a un grupo de hispanos
that belong to a group of Hispanics
que estamos tratando de construir una radio en español
that are trying to create a radio station, a Spanish radio station
en Rainbeck.
In Rainbeck.
Y queremos agradecer a Kaya.
And we'd like to thank Kaya.
Andalucía. Gracias, Kaya.
Thanks,
gracias,
Kaya.
Andalucía.
Thanks, Andalucía.
Porque han sido las personas que nos han ayudado
because they're the people that have helped us
a conectarnos con este gran movimiento
to connect us to this movement.
Y esperamos que muy pronto nosotros
and we hope that very soon
podamos contar con una radio, la primera radio en la historia de Hudson Valley que existiría full time en español de alto poder.
We hope that we'll be creating the first full power, full time Spanish language radio station in the Hudson Valley.
Muchas gracias.
Thanks.
Thank you.